Welcome to Condor Currents, the podcast that flows through the latest in computer architecture research and RISC-V innovation. I'm Ty Garibay, president of Condor Computing. This episode is brought to you by Condor Computing, minus high-performance RISC-V processor IP from Andes Technology, the world's leading RISC-V processor IP provider, with 30% market share and over 12 billion SoCs shipped. Learn more at condorcomputing.com. Today, we're diving into some fascinating archive papers about the future of CPU benchmarking and dynamic policy selection. Plus, we'll cover some exciting news about RISC-V's role in the AI revolution. Let's jump right in. Our first paper today comes from Ruhi Howley, Andrew Jacob, Niraja Yadwadkar, and colleagues. Titled SPECCPU 2026, Characterization, Representativeness, and Cross-Suite Comparison. Now, this paper tackles something that's been on my mind for years. How do we properly benchmark CPUs in the age of specialized accelerators? The authors make a crucial point right up front. While AI accelerators are getting all the headlines, CPUs are still the maestros conducting the orchestra. They're orchestrating these accelerators, running data center services, and ultimately determining end-to-end-to-system efficiency. Think of it like this. You might have the world's fastest violin section, but if your conductor can't keep up, the whole symphony falls apart. That's where CPU performance becomes critical. The researchers dove deep into SPECCPU 2026, examining it across 9 different platforms to understand how well it represents modern workloads. What they found is pretty eye-opening. The benchmark suite shows significant diversity in behavior across different execution phases, which means we're finally getting benchmarks that reflect the complex, multifaceted nature of today's computing workloads. This isn't your grandfather's spec suite that just hammered the same pattern over and over. The cross-suite comparison reveals how different benchmark families stress different parts of the processor pipeline. Some workloads are memory-bound, others are compute-intensive, and many show phase behavior that changes dramatically during execution. This research is absolutely critical for processor designers like us at Condor Computing. When we're designing RISC-V cores, we need to understand not just average performance, but how our designs handle the full spectrum of modern workloads. The insights from this characterization help us make better architectural decisions about cache hierarchies, branch predictors, and execution units. What excites me most about this work is how it validates the need for more sophisticated performance analysis. Static benchmarking scores only tell part of the story. We need to understand dynamic behavior, phase transitions, and how different architectural features interact under real-world conditions. The second archive paper is equally compelling. Beyond static policies, exploring dynamic policy selection for single thread, performance optimization by Yansing Zhang, Ian McDougall, John and Lee, and colleagues. This paper challenges a fundamental assumption that's guided processor design for over a decade, for years. We've been building processors with static policies, one cache replacement algorithm, one prefetching strategy, one branch predictor configuration, and we just stick with those choices throughout execution. But think about it, would you use the same driving strategy in rush hour traffic as you would on an empty highway? Of course not. The researchers asked a deceptively simple question. What if different workloads or even different phases within the same workload could benefit from different policy combinations? Their investigation reveals something we've suspected, but never formally proven, that dynamic policy selection can significantly improve single-thread performance. The key insight is that modern applications don't have uniform behavior. A database query might start with pointer-chasing phases that benefit from aggressive prefetching, then transition to computational phases where cache replacement becomes more critical. The authors developed a framework for dynamically selecting between different policy combinations based on runtime characteristics. This isn't just swapping one knob. They're looking at coordinated changes across multiple subsystems. It's like having an adaptive transmission that doesn't just change gears, but also adjusts the engine mapping, suspension settings, and aerodynamics all at once. What makes this particularly relevant for RISC-V designs is the flexibility of the architecture. RISC-V's extensible nature makes it an ideal platform for implementing these kinds of adaptive mechanisms. We could potentially add custom instructions or control registers that enable fine-grained policy selection based on workload characteristics. The implications for processor design are huge. Instead of trying to find one-size-fits-all policies, we could build processors that adapt to their workloads in real time. This could unlock performance improvements that we've been leaving on the table with static approaches. Of course, there are challenges, determining when to switch policies, managing the overhead of transitions, and ensuring that the adaptation mechanism itself doesn't become a bottleneck. But this research opens up exciting possibilities for the next generation of adaptive processors. Now let's shift gears to some industry news that's been making waves. We're seeing multiple stories about RISC-V's open source revolution in CPU architecture. And I have to say, it's gratifying to see the mainstream tech press finally catching on to what we've known for years. RISC-V isn't just another instruction set architecture. It's fundamentally changing how we think about processor development and deployment. What makes RISC-V revolutionary isn't just that it's open source, though. That's certainly important. It's the combination of openness, modularity, and commercial viability that's creating this perfect storm of innovation. Unlike proprietary architectures where you're locked into one vendor's roadmap and pricing model, RISC-V gives you choices. You can start with a basic implementation and add exactly the features you need when you need them. This modular approach is particularly powerful for specialized applications. If you're building an AI inference chip, you don't need floating point divide instructions, but you might might want custom vector extensions. RISC-V lets you make those trade-offs without paying for features you don't use. The ecosystem momentum is really impressive. We're seeing major cloud providers, automotive companies, and embedded system manufacturers all embracing RISC-V for different reasons. Some want the cost savings, others value the flexibility, and many appreciate not being beholden to a single vendor's architectural decisions. At Condor Computing, we've been riding this wave with our partnership with AMD's technology. Their 30% market share in RISC-V processor IP didn't happen by accident. It's the result of years of investment in high-performance, production-ready cores that meet real commercial needs. The revolution isn't just about the technology, it's about the business model. Open source hardware is enabling new approaches to processor development that simply weren't possible before. The second major story focuses on RISC-V vector extensions for AI, and this is where things get really exciting from a technical perspective. Vector processing isn't new. We've had vector supercomputer earlier for Orchestra. What's particularly clever about the RISC-V approach is how it handles